Miss Austin, did you get a release from her?
Say again?
Miss Austin?
Yes, I did get a release and I did. To create it?
Too hot in here.
It's gonna heat up now.
Holding a well digger's knee, isn't it? Well digger's knee. I don't find anything wrong with introduction.
I will add the statement that you directed Ian last time about there being several areas where the commission is not prepared to make recommendations at this time, and therefore we request that it be that the commission be extended for another year.
Right.
And there will be references in the discussion of category employees to the proper appendix letter.
Yep.
Yes.
And to the other, and to the discussions that fell in there, the collective bargaining instead of the categories.
You were speaking of an additional paragraph in the introduction.
Uh-huh.
If the thought is not within that,
Jesus, guys, don't do that. No, you made me cold when you do that.
I'd like to suggest that if the commission's goal with recommendations and changes, they'd be well thought out and solid, that they would last, and that's the reason for more time. This initial act has lasted us for 20 years and it's developed a lot of creeks along the way, but that's a heck of a long time.
That's
right. I wouldn't expect to accomplish that again, but it's sure something to strive for. That might even make note of that, that it has lasted for 20 years and then this is more than it should have, but in this day and age, that's an accomplishment.
What happened to Linda? She give up?
She's getting her arm x-rayed.
What?
Yeah.
All right. So what we're considering is chapter 2, right?
Well, that's the revised draft after we've been through it all.
Right.
There was one thing on contracting for services that came up at a previous meeting. there was a question about the standards that are used in contracting, when a decision is made whether to contract, and what kind of review there is, and some suggestion that those procedures be adopted as state regulations through the Administrative Procedures Act, or at least that there should be some discussion of whether that should happen. And that would be in the category of employee discussion.
Well, this is after you made the correction, right?
Yeah, the one you're looking at now is the correction.
Here comes Greg. Well, then we've all approved the.
Good. You have your introduction.
Yes, I'm very smart. I couldn't have sitting around here with her sou'wester, but.
Third page, chapter 2, collective bargaining for managers.
The pages will be numbered for the final.
Last sentence of the first paragraph states that exempt and partially exempt service are prohibited from collective bargaining. That's not true of the partially exempt service.
That's not what the sentence says.
The number of the employees are.
Those who are appointed officials. Oh, but are partially exempt people appointed officials?
Isn't that right? Some of them are, don't they? No?
Not by the way the act is written.
None of the partially exempt or prohibited that I'm aware of.
None of the exempt are prohibited. Only elected and appointed officials are prohibited.
Mm. And that's never commissioner is not an appointed official. He's an employee.
He's an appointed official.
So he's precluded.
He's precluded. Otherwise, in theory, the governor's office could be organized.
Commissioners
are members of the council.
Well, the absence of appointed officials.
Okay. Straighten that out. You know what, some of it.
What you have in.
Management rights and bargaining. I mean, I don't particularly, I'm not particularly interested in arguing about it because we're not, we don't try to negotiate it anyway, but the public employee's retirement system prohibits benefits, prohibits bargaining on the benefits provided. I don't think that's true, but I mean, I'm not arguing so that we can bargain on it because we don't try, but I don't think that's true.
That was it.
It's my understanding that they said that the retirement is not a bargainable.
It's the position of the state negotiators that it's not bargainable, but it's the position of you know, as many courts have said, the AG is just another attorney, an advocate for you know. Read
all right.
View.
All right. Let's preface it by saying, although no court case or there has been no court decision, the administration, the present administration believes that the public employee retirement system prohibits bargaining on the benefits provided. Okay, something like that. Check that anyway.
Before the heading transferring positions to the classified service, bottom of the preceding page, I talked about risk losing the job security and protections from political whim. I'd suggest yeah. Political actions.
Risk losing the job security and protection from a change in political administration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, that's not a win.
The role of the legislature in collective bargaining, I think you even have a stronger one than the statutory deal. You have a constitutional mandate. They're the only ones that can take the, can provide money, appropriate money. That's right. You might say...
I talk about the constitutional provision below the statute.
Then you go on a series of, like, from 1 to 10, you put 2 as the most important and 10 as the second.
Reorganize?
I
could say the legislature retains its constitutional authority.
Besides its constitutional authority, the legislature... under section so and so, blah blah blah. Might be nitpicking, but at the same time, I think it will provide what we want it to do. Then you might have to readjust the second,
yeah,
that other sentence. Recently, interest within the legislature has increased. In other words, we want the legislature has motivated that themselves.
On the next page here, it says, there's a statement that, however, negotiating roles are essentially active in the presence of an observer who is under to find the effectiveness of the state's negotiating. So I think that needs to be fleshed out a little bit more. That doesn't really... I'm not familiar with the negotiating process, and unless somebody was, that really doesn't say much to me.
Where's that,
Frank? The top of that
next page.
Could place an observer at the next of the negotiating table?
Yeah, it says it's an active role. I don't know what they mean by an active role.
Actually, the only one that's active really is the spokesman. Everybody else dies of boredom. So I don't know that.
Well, in our negotiation, they don't.
Well, I don't think.
You're right.
I'd like to say it's not just the state's negotiating team, I think.
They might die, but they don't die of boredom.
That's right.
I think the
both teams. All I'm saying is the two of them. Somebody that's not familiar with the process, that sentence doesn't say anything to me.
I wouldn't bother me to have a legislator observing the negotiations. I don't think he would. I don't think he'd stay there day after day after day. But it wouldn't bother me.
There's nothing to preclude the legislature from sitting there.
I think it would, if I may, Mr. Chairman,
or anybody else, I guess.
I don't see any need for it. I'll tell you, we had offered the invitation twice in the past, and they declined. But if anything, it would slow down the process. Because any time you bring an unknown quantity to the bargaining table, whether it's the union side or the management side, it does slow down the process because it creates more posturing than needs to be done to get the agreement put together.
Are you trying to say that the legislators would make a political thing out of this?
No. It wouldn't matter whether a legislator or a man on the street. It'd be the same thing.
I think the statement is correct that the legislature could play an observer at the negotiating table.
Right.
That's correct.
That's correct.
What's the next sentence?
Let me say what Greg said. Presence of an observer.
Well, not only of the state's negotiating team, but either one.
I was going to suggest that the presence of an observer could slow down the process.
And then you could say any observer.
You want to put it in? Go ahead.
No, it says what I want to say the way it reads now, but I was just making the comment that it does have a dampering effect on the proceedings to have an unknown quantity sitting at the table.
Oh, I see what you're getting at here, man. I see what Frank's problem is. I see what you're saying.
If it was going to undermine the effectiveness of the state's team, we'd be in favor of it. But I don't think anything can undermine that as far as, I mean, goodness, so badly in need now. Anybody here from labor relations?
I agree with you, Greg. I don't think it would undermine either one of the teams any, but it would slow it down.
Yeah.
And effectiveness of it, I guess that certainly slowing it down would.
Why don't we say in the presence of a non-participating observer could undermine the effectiveness of either negotiating team?
Well,
either or both.
Of the negotiating process.
Of the negotiating process.
Yeah.
Because he'd run back and peddle a story, and then the guys would get all excited about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you and I could sit there and say, I bought a black hat yesterday. Okay. You tell that to Frank and say, Bill Ray bought a black hat yesterday, I suppose down at Barron's, because you happen to see me coming by the street. Frank tells John, Bill Ray bought a black hat down in Barron's, but he doesn't essentially like it. Well, by the time it got back to me, I wouldn't even recognize that I had a hat.
The story would be the Bill Ray
over a black cat.
Yeah. And the cat didn't like it.
Well, are you right?
Bill Ray's prejudice, that's where the story come out.
I don't know. This is maybe nitpicking, but I don't think we're talking about undermining. I think we're talking about disrupting it.
Disrupting.
Undermining, it sort of sounds like it's skullduggery or something.
Yeah.
In fact, you could argue perhaps that the other end of it, funding that
I think Frank's got a good point. Change the undermine to disrupt the.
Yeah, we'll talk about the process versus singling out one side.
Not if the observer was not granted, but if the observer had no authority to make commitments. That's another nitpicking, but at the same time, it make it read a little better. Okay.
special meaning behind that one sentence being darker on that page across from Meredith?
That's the recommendation of the commission.
That's the recommendation of the commission.
They're all going to be dark. So.
Yeah.
I hope so.
That's subliminal adjustment.
In your introduction there, when you tell you the recommendation, also put in there that the commission believes it is vital that the Personnel Act be recodified and everything put together. You can flesh that out a little bit because they're spread out all over in so many different places.
That's not necessarily in a supervisor's ability just to promote. They may have to go somewhere else.
Have a position.
They can recommend that person seek promotion.
Merit increases are the major alternative open to supervisors for rewarding employees' outstanding performance.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Besides calling and saying, attaboy.
Yeah.
You like that one, huh? That doesn't do too much for you? Same major alternative for the laugh. Well, that's an inside joke, David. Just telling someone about it at lunch.
Dropping the arm with the seniority system rewards the employee's additional time.
Yes, additional time without consideration, time and service, I guess you'd say. That's correct. Some people say in bondage. Interrupt, but I hope Lois isn't sick or getting.
No, she didn't think she'd be able to.
Oh. Well, we kept asking everybody we ask about. They were either in the hospital or looking at the doctor or something.
And we broke up last time. She made some statements. She had a previous commitment.
Mm-hmm. Well, now let's see. What are we saying here? Are we saying something in truth? In addition, for the past 2 years, the legislature has excluded funds for merited increases from departmental budgets, and therefore merit awards have been dependent upon the availability of funds from other departmental sources. That's not correct.
It comes from vacancy factors.
They're not supposed to come from anything. They're supposed to be appropriated for.
They come from the personal services portion.
Well, that means that those people who are administrating that are not following the legislative direction. When they say no merit increases, that means no merit increases. You guys aren't supposed to find money and put it in there. See? There's one of the things that where you get cross-grained with the legislature. You say, oh, what the hell? They surely didn't mean that. Although it says no merit increases because there's no money appropriated, but you find it in some other place and give the merit increases.
You're taking it from vacancy in general.
Yeah, but the legislature don't want you to do that. They don't want to give any merit increases. That's the idea of it. No merit increases. Okay? Okay. I was wondering what you guys were doing.
That word had come across.
No, I don't think that
the first time.
Because that came out of BRC. That's just the way it recommended to make up the budgets. That never came out of the legislature. It was out of the Hammond administration was the one who did that. The governor's office.
Why do you think we knocked out the merit increases, I wonder?
But they were never submitted in the last 2 years in the budget. The BRC knocked them out.
Well, you learn something new every day.
I would strike the last part of that sentence.
No. It's the truth. They've been doing it and have been.
We've just heard about it. We don't really know.
Well, the one thing that's not true is the word the legislature has excluded, because that's not accurate. The administration has excluded from the budget process monies for the merit increase. It never was included to start from the governor's budget.
Right.
Why couldn't we just say that funds for merit increases have been excluded from the departmental budgets?
As long as they've been around here, they never were funded.
Yeah, we used to fund them all.
Half.
we used to fund them, and then we would take vacancy and turnover out of you.
Yeah, it was a percentage basis, but merit increases themselves were never fully funded that I'm aware of.
They went in at range C, I think, usually the standard across the board.
Yeah, that's what we used to budget at is C,
well,
step C.
But yeah, but then there was an add on. The last time I remember was 1.5%.
See, that's where the guys in the department were always playing hide the money part, you know. And so we just kept slicing it and slicing it and slicing it until they sliced it out all together, and you still had the money. See, amazing. Let's say the administration has not requested funds for merit increases for we got to make that specific merit increases. Yeah, well, I mean, you can leave that in addition. For the past 2 years, the administration has not requested funds for
specifically for merit increases.
Yes. period. Any payment of merit increases have been funded from the availability of funds from departmental budgets. That's about true, isn't it?
I don't know what the whole practice has been, although I'm aware of this come specifically come from personal services, but I don't know what DOT or somebody else hasn't transferred it in from bond money.
That's right. You've got an instant expert here.
A whole new avenue I haven't even thought of.
Mark that one down.
There goes Korea.
Straighten that around, Notary, and see what that's doing. All right.
But part of that, though, that's pretty much contained in personal service.
Well, those that didn't have it have not been. Those for a while weren't given them. Those that didn't have it in personal services, so I'm sure that's where it's coming from.
Of course, that kind of process rewards the larger departments with a lot of turnover. And you've got vacancy to use for their increases. You got a small.
They got enough, hey, Frank, they got enough slush in each department. They got positions of them that have been funded and never filled, except for one or two. I mean, if you got a little VRU that's only got three people in, guys, we got VRUs, we got one guy in it. And then the state took out vacancy and turnover.
Yeah, that's where it gets pretty ticklish.
So he has to find time to go fishing.
Roll over instead of turnover. Mm-hmm. Well,
here comes the Marubin Commission meeting, not an Arctic survival. Why don't we have any heat in there?
I don't know. Miles didn't.
We felt that without heat, we would have more light.
We also have more smoke.
We get done more. Faster.
The, the legislature didn't fund the money. He needed the building.
They got that.
This was a merit increase for the job. What else?
Listening to President Carter, you see real energy conservation program going on here.
Yeah, it's so silly. Down here where they have the thermostats, it's colder than hell. You go upstairs where they don't have any, and they got the radiators, and it's 80. I went up in Duncan's office, and they have like a sauna. I said, where's the thermostat? Well, we don't have any. We just turn it on and off the radiator. Makes a lot of sense.
Looking at that glacier over there getting warm. Or is it the girl in the boat?
I get cold with goosebumps.
The top of the next page.
Well,
I think there are no partially exempt employees in bargaining units, period, on the strike for this.
There are no partially exempt employees in bargaining units. Period.
Period. And they sure find a way to get rid of these merit increases too.
Jesus, my feet are getting cold. I don't know about you guys. Hoo hoo hoo.
Try to get them all the time.
Well, no,
I mean, we know it, but I don't think that the, you see, it's not for us literates. They're going to be illiterates reading this too.
I'd go back to the beginning of the top page and say, the previous page where it says the Merit Increase Program does not always operate as intended. I'd feel very comfortable saying no Merit Increase Program always operates as it is intended. Never heard of one yet.
Moving right along.
Well, the alternative to it, you know, there's no comment here on whether it's better to simply negotiate straight out seniority, in which there's no consideration of merit one way or the other.
I think it's a larger issue than that, and that's if you give the tool to the good manager to reward and recognize better service from his employees, you're also giving a great tool for abuse to the bad manager.
I think if you look at it from a state standpoint of money, though, you're saving more money doing it that way than you are going to the local 71 seniority system.
Seniority is more expensive than merit increases.
No question on that, because our figures always show 50% or less getting merit increases.
With seniority, 100% get it if you survive.
Yeah. So even in its bad days, it's still, from an economic standpoint,
being efficient. Machiavellian, you could put a real competition factor in and say X number, X percentage can get merit increases, and then everybody competes for it.
Well, like on the grading on the curve at the school, you know. Okay. So many, 100 students, 5% get Fs no matter what they do. They could be excellent and they still get Fs.
Okay, and then that gets boiled down because the total state workforce is too large to handle. So it gets boiled down to this division has got such and such a percent. And the people working in your division, you're driving them. The ones that don't get it, because they don't measure up to your standards. Across the hall is another division, but they would be an outstanding employee.
Now, if we're going to argue among ourselves, and we have been in this thing and over it and back and forth, you can imagine what the uninitiated are going to do.
It's the reason you hate to open these can of worms up.
You can sure find out who's with you and who's against you in a hurry, though, I'll guarantee. Yeah,
sure.
You know, if somebody was really enterprising and was interested, they could just take this thing and send out a questionnaire to all the legislators asking about the recommendation. How do you feel about, you know, somebody who's enterprising? It must have been when the guy got so cold he set fire to the motor.
The hall is pretty cool too. I don't know about any other rooms. The motor must be out in the hall too.
No, that's it. The whole thing is.
They have to have the contract approved on the first day.
Will Clary just get up and leave?
If you went to go get some wood.
If you don't need them gloves, pass them One down to me and one to Ken. Are you right or left-handed? Lefty?
You can put it on upside down.
What are we going to do when winter gets here?
Yeah, there's heat coming up from this stuff right now.
Yeah,
there
the
always
fan
has
doesn't
been, but
work.
The fan won't.
Oh, that's really good.
Too much heat.
Let me know when 5 minutes is up and then the next guy takes over.
Take a bigger fan.
He says, my feet are just getting numb. I don't know about you guys, but aren't your hands? Aren't your feet cold, you guys? Is it just me? Jesus. Yeah. You've been wearing them kickers for some time, haven't you? Well, rushing right along.
Right after cost of living disputes.
Mm-hmm.
What? Cost of living adjustments?
The cost of living adjustments, excuse me. The two things at the top of the next page. Mm-hmm. The agency must appoint mediators to assist in negotiations for deadlocks that occurred. In a more proper term, that would be impasses.
Right.
Skipping down a couple more paragraphs on addressing this thing about number of hearings has decreased substantially since the advent of collective bargaining unit grievance procedures. We might state there that the law itself requires that the grievance procedure be included in the contract. It's not something that just happened. It's required under the collective bargaining act.
Yeah. Before your section there.
Mm-hmm.
Bargaining unit grievance procedures are usually contained within the contractual agreement. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
they're required to be.
Required, yeah. Right.
The Public Employment Relations Act
right.
Requires
right.
The procedures and those which do not
possible that before we leave this chapter, could we put a plug in on that merit thing that we're going to look at it a little bit more? I really think that there must be some other alternatives to what we've stated there.
Right.
We've stated one alternative, but
all right. right after the. Where are you talking about?
Well, it'd be at the end of the merit section, merit increases section. Just putting a little plug in there.
Just above the cost.
Right. Just above the cost.
We'll go into it some more depth.
Okay, put in a sub note. The commission feels this is one area that it needs additional
exploration study.
I liked last year when the federal guy came up and told us about all the system, and then a month later I read in the federal thing that 98% of federal employees received merit increases. I love
that.
He was supposed to be the expert. Yeah. Came up and reached to talk to this commission.
He had religion for 20 years under the old system, and then that new system was in place for a month, and he got religion again, didn't he?
Yeah.
Remember that guy?
When I read it.
Yeah, I remember him.
I remember I read in the civil service thing that 98% of them received merit increases, and in the state it's below 50%. So I thought we'd done pretty good compared to them.
Promote the other 50% or upgrade their position.
The Couturier, who spoke at the conference, wrote last month and said that his academic schedule is like this term, and if we wanted to invite him back for, I think it was $70.
Wrong.
We could.
Shit, that gink? You ought to pay to come up here.
Whose idea was that, Fisher?
I don't know.
Nope. Well, you can't blame Don.
The Association of State Legislators, and you're closer to the state legislators than I am.
Well, that just goes to show your legislature isn't right either.
How did I get on it? I was his biggest critic, and how did I get out of it? Chapter 3, did we go through this? I thought we already went through the Chapter 3 and corrected that.
Last time we met, we did.
You corrected all of what you've got there. We're going through some of it again. If you want to, you can. If you don't want to, you can look at it and say, okay. The reason Chapter 3 looks so familiar is that it was also almost word for word in last year's report.
This final recommendation in Chapter 2, I don't really feel comfortable with it.
We were all in agreement on it. Mm-hmm. Were we?
After Steve Hackman's
report. After Hackman's report?
Well, was there any question or challenge of neutrality until...
There has been.
There has been, yeah.
The teachers, community college teachers.
He's being sued right now, isn't he?
Yes.
Within this division, I don't recall anything coming up on it at all.
No, but...
Well, he said that himself.
Yeah.
This is a reiteration of his statement, and we agreed with it. As long as the guys remain perfectly neutral, and the workload doesn't increase, that they can handle a muscle.
You were saying present staffing and structure, because neutrality doesn't really go to staffing, it goes to...
Okay. Right.
Say again what you're suggesting, Frank.
Well, that we add that it can work satisfactorily within its present staffing and structure, because
okay.
We go on to talk about neutrality, and neutrality really doesn't have much to do with staffing. It has to do with the approach and structure.
But the last phrase there, and the workload of the agency does not substantially increase, it should remain.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he said if it got heavier, they'd have to fill it with something different.
I think it's going to get heavy.
I think the time's coming.
So it's an insider's note.
Bargaining unit representatives say it's going the workload is going to get extremely heavy over the next few months.
This is entirely different than what was in there last year.
Oh, different type.
Oh, we didn't say nothing about slicing up the...
Right, that's new. Mm-hmm. But the discussion part before the explanation.
Delegation of authority, of classification authority. It says what I think is fine, but I think it's for the neophyte, it might be misleading to continue its efforts to decentralize. I don't like that. I want them to continue with their efforts, but I don't think that's the word that I want to use. I mean, it sounds like they haven't done it, but they're trying to.
It's progress?
It sounds like, to me, they say that there, nothing's happened, that they're still attempting to do something, but nothing's...
When did this program to decentralize start? I thought last year we were saying that there wasn't, that was one of the issues.
I don't know when it started, quite frankly, I'm just sitting right on top of it.
Well, isn't that basically what's happening with the Department of Labor?
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
Well, there, what has developed is not a decentralized, but a greater sharing in the classification process between some personnel officers.
What? What did you say? No, it isn't a decentralization, it's just a sharing.
Why don't we just break continuous efforts too?
Well, not bad. I have to remember that. I'll use that sometime.
My difference. Okay. What I'm trying to say, in other words, is the central authority has been retained, but there's been more attention paid to the work out in the world and more recognition given to it. I can't see decentralization actually occurring or underway unless you give somebody some authority that they didn't have before.
I thought that's what you were doing.
I go back to my previous suggestion of striking continuous efforts too, since we're now talking about sharing. This is decentralization. Unless you want to say continuous efforts to share responsibility.
Commission consider this complex area and recommend the division personnel and labor relations continue to share their what responsibility? What's the main responsibility we're talking about? Their classification responsibility?
Their stranglehold?
Well, wasn't the commission's position that they wanted the...
You know what I'm saying?
to
continue...
To share the classification response.
To share...
Classification process with the departmental personnel officers.
In those departments, but then we understood that there was only certain departments where it would be workable. Others, it wouldn't really work at all.
Well, that...
I have a paragraph somewhere in this discussion saying that.
Division of Personnel and Labor Relations. All right. Continue to share by decentralization. By decentralization, it's responsibility and authority for classifications.
Are you decentralizing or delegating? Or are you even delegating?
Well, you can say delegating, or whether you're doing something, for Christ's sake. The guy, Luna McCurry, is for real.
Yep.
Is it our position that they should decentralize? Or
you said
is it our position that they should share?
Then I was going to add something on that this is to continue to share what they're doing now, and then it should be that we should that the commission should look further into this and give some more study on this one particular area, because I think that's a very important area. That's one of the main liners. You feel? I do. I feel that way.
We had a lot of discussion. I don't recall arriving at any decision on it.
What did we say last year in our report?
But you feel like you want to do, you want to keep the status quo, right?
We hadn't made a decision, right? And we just discussed what it was.
One.
You're not too upset with Linda McCurry's labor deals and the rest of the guys. But then we don't know whether it's going
to... What I want to do, I want to have more of the people being able to do their own work, but at the same time a concern that overall consistency.
Right.
The Department of Education isn't going off in this direction while labor goes off in that direction.
Right. So we reword it and go the opposite direction instead of starting off with them, say we something that that they continue giving greater responsibility to the departments, and then say that they should get some authority as well as responsibility or something like that. Because that's what you're doing, right? You're just giving them greater responsibility.
You're retaining
the authority, right?
And I think that the commission would like to work up some kind of a process by which you could do this and outline certain areas.
How would you describe it, Doris? You were the principal one involved in the Department of Labor doing that work for Linda.
We just did the position descriptions and did the background, same time and division personnel, but we didn't have any authority. We just did some of the paper part of it.
And they sent it to them and they rubber stamped it and you were doing their job. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Work on that, huh? I'm going to say something different.
Frank's right, it's responsibility. You do the classification, you still don't have the authority to actually finalize it. But
they have the responsibility and these guys have the authority.
They're delegating a lot of responsibility.
But with that needs more work.
Working up the classification.
No, I think that area needs more work. And there should even be perhaps a manual put up so that people know just exactly what the responsibility of this, how far they can go before you guys stomp on their fingers. And we want to know just how far we can let them go before you guys get upset.
Back to the old question, do you give me responsibility and no authority, or do you give me authority and responsibility and an audit for what they did?
I think it's a very bad practice of administration anywhere to try to divorce the two. With authority goes responsibility.
You can only have one master. And yet you are in the, what's the legal term, Frank? Landlord.
Responded superior.
Yeah. In other words, they work for you and they make the mistakes, but you take the blame.
You're agents.
Yeah, but there's another thing that, you know, when Bucci versued in a civil case, when the bartender shot this guy down in the bar, I was a manager, and they sued me because I was the
principal.
The old, it's an old English deal. Or I'm responsible for it, even though he does it. I'm still responsible. That isn't what Bucci would call it.
he
called it 30-some thousand, if I remember.
Call it 30,000.
Yeah, this is the $30,000 argument or something.
And Bucci's passed up working for his time.
And we had to hold a trial 2 years while a guy got out of jail for manslaughter? That's the guy that got the money.
Lawyers have to make a living too. Right?
And the guy. My dad was in partnership with Mary Joyce. You don't know Mary Joyce.
Very well.
Remember? My dad was in partnership with her. Bob Hoochiever was Mary Joyce's personal attorney. So when he didn't sue Mary Joyce, he sued me.
Did something right.
Didn't sue your father either.
Yeah, he sued my father, but in other words, they're equal partners, but he sued this one partner.
Very interesting. What was the separation of liability between
the legal
partners?
Expression for that may be deep pockets.
Deep pockets.
I've never forgotten that. Of course, he was in private practice then, you know, and every nickel counted.
That's how he got that Supreme Court justice.
You
know, they walked your back.
Pocket, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
the tape.
I hope they're never released.
Someday in the future we'll hear our voices.
Put a wood burning stove in here and heat it up.
Well, what did we decide on that area? We leave it there?
By golly, we flip over a couple more pages and space it and leave it to someone else and begin the share authority.
Yeah,
why don't we just burn the report and keep working? I would entertain a motion that we approve the report pending our next final meeting before the legislature starts.
When will that be scheduled?
Whenever you guys want.
We'll make the motion.
Sometime when it's warm.
Yeah, sometime when it's warm.
Come back
in Honolulu.
Well, I want the whole thing. What I want, if it's agreeable with the commission, I want the whole thing in one piece.
If you're satisfied with
that. And then we'll review that as a final draft, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay,
is there a section, or is there going to be a section where just all the recommendations are listed so you can get right to the recommendations without wading through everything?
I hadn't planned to. I
can
do that.
That's what I was going to suggest to you, that you do that also.
And number the recommendations and put the page
right.
That'd be good in the future.
When do you guys want to meet?
No meet till
they all start with the stuff.
I think you could go through it as long as you're quoting it.
When you guys want to meet?
We'd always skip to that. Well, the session starts on the 14th.
When are people going to pay your fuel bill?
Seems like they'll be able to do that. Well, after Christmas.
How about meeting, the 8th? January?
That's on Thursday. Thursday the 10th, the 9th is Wednesday, I think.
Is that okay? Somewhere around that date?
You want me to try to get a room in the state office building, which is like how they drafted?
Well, this is here is fine as long as it's
fine.
Warm.
Basically, we can
move
up to
not drafty here. It's sub zero.
The 9th would be
Jesus. Ninth better?
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Well, no, wait a minute.
You want to meet the Wednesday?
Prior to the session.
I have to leave, I have to go to Seattle on the 10th.
Not with the wind.
Up here.
Attaboy.
I gotta go down. See my friend Merle.
Jesus. What day is it?
That's Wednesday.
Ninth? Best for you, sir? That's a good
thing. 1:30 in the afternoon.
And contrary to popular belief, I would like to say that I think that this is coming along very well.
If anyone finds anything that they want improvements made on before we run the final copy, let me know.
Yeah.